everyone, I'm Julie Halas, and this is Did You Know, an Iowa State University Extension and Outreach podcast, brought to you in partnership with Siouxland Public Media. In 2016, nearly 2,000 Master Gardeners volunteered more than 119,000 hours for community garden and beautification projects. Today, we're visiting with a Master Gardener coordinator from Woodbury County, Kelly Solberg. Hi, Kelly. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good. Kelly, I'm looking at your title, Master Gardener Coordinator and Regional Foods Coordinator. What can you tell me as far as what your job requirements are?
Oh boy, what can't I tell you? There's so many things I do. So for Master Gardener Coordinator, I coordinate the Master Gardener volunteers that we have. We have a lot of, probably a couple hundred here in Woodbury County alone. Just line up different volunteer activities for them to help out around the community, just show off their skills, whatever that skill set is. A lot of them help at the garden show that we have every year. Some of them help out with school gardens, whether it's teaching lessons, doing the labor in the garden and showing kids, getting their hands dirty as well. Sometimes it's helping answer horticulture questions at our extension office. We get a ton of those questions about a lot of yard garden related concerns. And then for regional foods coordinator, I serve five counties for local food events. And there I help out with like farmers market things. Maybe it's just making a presence at that farmers market, meeting with the producers there, helping promote consumer education for local foods, whether it's nutritional or just teaching kids about some vegetable that they haven't heard of before, such as we had Rising Star interns this summer, taught a lot of kids about kohlrabi, which most of them hadn't tried before until this summer.
Kohlrabi? How do you say that again?
Kohlrabi.
Kohlrabi. I've heard some people say kohlrabi, you know?
Oh.
It's like, okay, what is that strange, unusual vegetable I've been seeing at the farmer's market?
That is kind of a crispy-ish, kind of like a turnip sort of vegetable, but it's really good. You can eat it raw. You can mix it in with, we've had an apple kohlrabi dish, made it a little sweetened, and kids really enjoyed that when I helped with the summer school program with that. It's pretty actually very healthy. It's got actually more vitamin C in it than an orange is what I read. So,
wow.
Fun fact.
I would have never guessed that about my kohlrabi.
Yes.
I know I'm going to have five different ways of saying that before we're done. The Master Gardener program, are you just the coordinator in Woodbury County or do you work with anybody else to run the Master Gardener program?
So I actually am working with one of my Master Gardeners who helps out with the Master Gardener class in Woodbury County. He's been doing that for many years now. Mm-hmm. So I'm coordinating this program just for Woodbury County. But I have been talking with Melissa Bierman, who's mm-hmm. the program coordinator for Monona County. She's running that class this year, and we're going to try to combine efforts this year for certain lectures or lessons just to get the most benefit for all of our Master Gardeners.
So if I'm interested in becoming a Master Gardener, how often is the class offered?
So the class is offered every year in the fall, starting in somewhere around September. It changes a little bit every year, and then goes through about mid-November. And then you just complete, there'll be a 40-hour training period for the class, and then you will do a transition after you pass the test. No pressure, because you can take as many times as you need to.
Good.
And then you can get your 40-hour internship, and then you become an active Master Gardener volunteer.
A 40-hour internship. Now, what is that?
So you just do 40 hours of volunteer service after your big extensive training period, which sounds like a lot, but if you break it up into small sections, it's a lot more manageable. So you can do, maybe you want to start a garden club and then you can work with the schools for that, or maybe you just really want to start your own project and do lead volunteer work groups at a park or a community garden, or start your own community garden. It's really up to you, whatever your expertise or your passion is, follow it and share that expertise.
So the classwork, I mean, I all of us are busy and we're working and we're trying to figure out how to put these things in our schedules. How many times do they meet? I mean, if I'm considering being a Master Gardener, what's the time commitment?
It's a pretty big time commitment, but well worth it from our master gardeners who have taken and completed the course. We meet Tuesday evening, 6:15 to 9:30 p.m., and then most Thursdays as well, not every single Thursday. And that'll run, this year it runs September 19th through November 14th, and then we'll have our graduation ceremony. So it's not a class, but it's a celebration on November 16th. So that'll be that Thursday, and that's the last time that we meet as an entire group.
So about 3 months time span, twice a week, and then your 40 volunteer hours.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, that's, if you break it down that way, it makes it doable. Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff do they learn about? Like, I love to garden, but what would I get from Master Gardeners?
You'll get a ton of information. So you learn, there's different classes. There's vegetables and herbs class. There's a fruit culture day. We learn about even animal ecology, because that's part of the gardening, landscaping world as well. Whether you like it or not, mm-hmm. It's still there.
Yeah.
We learn about soils, botany, herbaceous ornamentals, landscaping. We also have additional classes here at our Woodbury office for canning, and then also prairies and wildflowers. And this year is actually going to be a little more interesting. Woodbury County hasn't done any field trips in place of the live webinar lectures from campus, so we're incorporating a couple hands-on field trip opportunities as well for this year's class.
Kelly, how did you stumble upon Extension?
Actually, my best friend from college got a job with Extension on the other end of the state, and there's frequently... when there's a job opening, people will send it out on listservs and tell people to just spread the word. And so my best friend sent me an email for this position in Sioux City, Iowa. And I thought, I've never been there, but I'll give it a try because it's farmers markets and gardening, and I love those.
Absolutely. Well, and did you go to school and study this type of thing somewhere?
Well, I went to Wartburg College and studied biology and environmental science, so right up my alley.
Yeah, wow, that's great preparation. Where have we seen Master Gardener projects around Northwest Iowa? You have the Sioux City area. So, I mean, mm-hmm. Where do we see the work, the volunteer hours of Master Gardeners around here?
Kind of everywhere. There's different parks. One park I see a lot of hours and hands-on work is Latham Park. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will help out with plantings there, or community gardens, school gardens. So like Mary Trelia House is an example. We have work at our teaching garden at the office. We've had a lot of Master Gardeners help out with that. Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. The Suitland Garden Show is one of our biggest draws for all of our Master Gardeners, because they can also get volunteer hours and continuing education hours.
Wow.
There.
Mm-hmm. And so if you've gone to all the work and you've taken the coursework and you've put in your 40 hours, is there anything you have to do to maintain your Master Gardener status?
Yes. To become officially an active Master Gardener, after you complete all those things, just 20 hours of volunteer service a year, and then 10 hours of continuing education service. So that can be webinars, reading newspaper articles about gardening, watching the YouTube Master Gardener channel. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of extension opportunities for education as well as volunteer. So it's really, again, throughout all the days in the year, pretty manageable if you break it up.
So are Master Gardeners kind of like Superman and Superwoman? If I have a tomato in need, can I call one of them to rescue my tomato? Or how do we get help from a Master Gardener?
Yes, if you have a Master Gardener on speed dial, you can call them, or you can call the Extension office at 712-276-2157 and just let us know your horticulture questions, and we'll have either myself or another Master Gardener who comes in to answer questions. We'll do the research if need be, or they might just know it off the top of their head and then get back to you with answers and solutions.
So wherever there are gardeners in need, we have Master Gardeners to help them. And all people have to do is call their local Extension office. Are there statewide resources too? Like if I don't want to talk to anybody on the phone, I just want to go online and get some help. Is there anything like that?
Yes, they can go right to the website, and it tells you all about how to become a Master Gardener, what Master Gardeners do, and then there's a newsletter that they can sign up for as well.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So there's a wonderful search mechanism on the Extension's Facebook and Facebook, Twitter, social media, websites, all these different things that people can search Master Gardener, even their specific question about that tomato plant gone awry. Kelly, is there anything else you can tell me about Master Gardeners or the work that you do as a regional foods coordinator?
Yes. Yeah, so as far as master gardeners, they love what they do. They feel a sense of pride in what they do, and it's just a rewarding experience for everyone.
This has been Did You Know? An Iowa State University Extension and Outreach podcast, brought to you in partnership with Siouxland Public Media.